Hi, I'm Maya, Editor-in-Chief of The College Voice. In our February 6th issue, The Voice features an interview with Dave Bree, former roommate of Sean Spicer. Bree graduated from Connecticut College alongside Spicer in 1993 and is the author of Public Apology, in which a man grapples with a lifetime of regret, one incident at a time. Keep listening to hear Bree's take on life with the current White House press secretary in the dorm and around campus. Before we begin, I should mention that because of a technical failure, the greetings at the opening of this interview were lost when recording. I apologize for the abrupt start, and I hope you enjoy.
As you know, I'm calling to interview you about your former roommate here at Conn, Sean Spicer.
Yes.
And I guess I'll just start off with a really easy softball question. Where did you guys live on campus when you were here?
We lived in Marshall, dorm room 212, so in the Plex, very at the way tip of the Plex, all the way down, like hidden as far away from the pretty buildings as you could ever hide anything. Yeah.
Wow, that's really interesting because there's no longer a Marshall dorm here.
Oh, I'm dating myself.
So what was that dorm like back then, you know, and on campus in general, what would you say the political climate was like?
That dorm was, I guess, like a kind of standard college dorm, very cement walls. They had put three students into what was clearly meant to be a room sized for one or two people.
Sure.
Our other roommate was named Jeremy Beard, and it was so, you know, it's like, yeah, like living in a cement walled little prison cell with two other people. It was gross. The room, you know, it's like a college dorm room, but it was so, you know, so grim, those buildings compared to all the nice old stone buildings on campus. And
here
you get stuck in this old, like, you know, horrible 1967 design or something. And it's really, really, really ugly. The political climate on campus, that's an interesting question. I mean, I came from a high school that was like really not, I grew up in a very conservative area, and it was a high school that political, you know, we weren't into politics like at all. It was not, no one paid any attention. I think anyone that did probably was teased for it. And then I got to college and it felt very liberal to me, very liberal.
Yeah.
And it really, you know, affected my lives in lots of ways. And it, like, for the first time, I was around a lot of people. My parents were among the only liberal. They moved to a very conservative suburban town. We were only one of the only liberal families, one of the only Jewish families in, like, all Irish and Italian town. And so I was, like, really impressed by – I remember, like, when people went out and, like, walked and marched in opposition to apartheid in Africa. That was, like, a really big deal for me, because I was like, I'd never seen anything or been a part of anything like that. And it was very, very exciting to me. And I was like, oh, my God, I found myself at this great, you know, liberal place. Now, you know, throughout college, I ended up going to visit – I would visit friends at Wesleyan and learn that Connecticut College was quite conservative compared to some places. And then I'd visit friends at places like Trinity and learn that Connecticut College was really quite liberal in on the spectrum. I think among the NESCAC schools or whatever you want to, you know, the type of schools that are like Connecticut College, the little liberal arts, New England liberal arts colleges, very small. I think Connecticut College is probably about in the middle politically.
Yeah.
And I imagine that you have things going on like colleges in general skew liberal, but maybe preppies in New England, kids from New England prep schools skew conservative. So you get kind of a mix of that. But I would say that it was a liberal place. Definitely, you know, Sean, I think, joined the Young Republican Club or something. He was Republican, and that was obviously kind of a rarer stance position, whatever, than most of campus. I would guess that it was 85% liberal versus 15% identifying conservative.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you just mentioned that Sean joined the Young Republicans Club. What were his other campus involvements, and what was his presence like on campus, and, you know, his major, anything like that?
Let's see. I'm sorry, repeat that?
I'm just wondering about his club involvement and his academic interests on campus, and how that contributed to his presence.
He was very into sailing, and he had grown up sailing, and I know one of the things that he talked about a lot was how that kind of provided this automatic little social club for him at the school, because all the sailors had to get up really early to go to practice every morning, and so, mm-hmm. you know, their schedules were dictated by their sailing classes, and everything else fell behind that. So the sailing club at the school, as I remember, it was a very insular club, not a sailing team. I'm sorry, I keep calling it a club. It was a team. They competed. You know, they would race against other schools that had sailing teams. So that really seemed to be his main deal. That was his scene. Those were the friends I think he hung out most with. He majored in, I believe, government and mm-hmm. I want to say Chinese. He may have early, I remember this conversation, like on one of our first days, when me and Jeremy and he were talking about what we were going to major in. And I was so amazed that Jeremy and he both were like government and business stuff. They both were very into business, and I had no interest in anything like that. I don't think I knew. I wanted to major in English, I guess. But they were both so impressively aware of, like, this is going to help me get a job. And it's like, you know, it's not why I went to school. So I remember Sean being like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take Chinese too. And Jeremy, I think, double majored in Chinese and economics. I think Sean mm-hmm. majored in government, maybe with a Chinese minor, but I'm not really even sure if he, like, you know, kept up and went through it. I'm sure the school would have these records, right? Like, when he graduated, there must be some, like, thing written down, like, Sean Spicer graduated with either a history diploma or, I mean, I'm sorry, government diploma mm-hmm. or, like, you know, government plus Chinese or whatever.
Yeah. And so would you say he was well-known on campus, well-liked?
Not well liked, and not like hated. How can I describe Sean Spicer? He was kind of an interesting guy. He was very into, like, always having a sense of humor and funny and mm-hmm. and so that and laughing and chatty, and that was something that was, you know, kind of pleasant about him. But he wasn't so good at it, and he wasn't very popular. He'd walk into the room and everyone would kind of go, Spicer. But he was aware of that, and so then would, like, play with it. So he'd be like, hey, come on, guys, it's just me. Come on, let's have a beer. We love each other. Yeah, come on, joke around. Oh, I know you don't like me, but that's just because you don't know me. Come on. He'd put his arm around you and kind of be like, come on, you know. And sort of – it was a very interesting combination of characteristics where – you could tell he really wanted to be liked. He tried a little too hard. He brought, you know, we had this thing freshman year during orientation where you're supposed to bring one item that describes yourself, mm-hmm. you know, that if you'd bring to put in a museum about yourself, it would let them know about yourself. And he, mm-hmm. I remember he brought his fake ID. And he said, yeah, this is my fake ID, and uh-huh. it says a lot about me because I really like to drink beer.
Okay.
And he kind of got that silence in reaction, too. And it was just like,
yeah.
Everyone was kind of like, oh, God. And so that sort of describes him pretty well, mm-hmm. I think. But you know what? I don't want to – it's weird because you think back at, like, the way people were, and he was kind mm-hmm. of a tool. But, like – man, I certainly was a jerk in lots of ways, too. I don't particularly like the person that I was when I think about being 18 mm-hmm. years old, you know. And so I want to give people a break, you know. I never thought he was, like, a bad, evil, hurtful person. He was, like I say, kind of a clown, and he kind of knew it, and he got a little bit clowned. But he had a good sense of humor about it always, and so it was never anything like unpleasant or really, really disturbing. He was like a pain in the ass. But overall, I always thought like a good-hearted person, and so I'd see him on campus, and it would be like, hey, what's up, Sean? What's up, Dave? You know, it was it was fine for the next 4 years. I mean, you know, it's like
And that was kind of
we didn't hang out in the same circles, but it was certainly like civil. He was fine if you ended up at a party where he was drinking a beer. We'd drink a beer together and talk about what was going on and remember. Mm-hmm. I remember freshman year when we had to live in that crappy dorm. You know, like that.
Okay.
I only lived in the room with him for about one half of the first semester.
Oh, yeah?
Because a senior moved out on our floor and then left the door open. And so I kind of squatted so I could have my own room. So my girlfriend used to come up and visit me from a different school, and so it was, we would want to have privacy. And so we moved a bed in there. We dragged a bed, and I put my posters up. I mean, I really sort of moved my whole thing out of that room. And then the next semester, my girlfriend actually, it's kind of weird interscene goings on, came to the school and was a guest student at the school for a while. And so I moved into her room. Interesting might not be a word, and I'm embarrassed to have used it in an interview. So then I was kind of – I spent most of my time in her room. But I always had, like, some stuff in my original room, so I would get back there. And I hung out a lot on the floor. All my friends were on that floor and in that dorm. So we were still around each other a lot,
Okay. And so when the College Voice assigned Sean Spicer his infamous nickname, was there a big campus reaction? Did a lot of people notice? What did you think?
Yes, it was a thing for sure. A lot of people remembered. I know from talking to other people that I'm still in contact with, a lot of people remember it. It was funny. It was he was a Republican trying to run for president of the class every year. Every year he ran for class president. Every year he lost. Every 4 years running for class president, 4 years losing. So he kind of made himself into Sean Sphincter. You know, that was his nickname. People teased him about that. And then when it got into the press, he had that reaction, and it was a story on campus.
So did the College Voice come up with that nickname, or was it a pre-existing thing?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I think it was – yeah, no, that was just a pre-existing nickname. I think one of the people that worked on The Voice was kind of in this group of guys that were sort of friendly with Spicer and the sailing team, and they kind of teased him. So maybe and then he put it in the paper first, I think. You know, and then so maybe it was like that person invented that nickname, and it was not. No, I can actually remember that. No, lots of people had that nickname for him before it ran in the paper, I think, to the best of my memory.
Okay. That's interesting. We hadn't heard that angle here yet.
It's a long time ago. I'm doing my best with my memory, but I think that's right.
Yeah. And so you've already spoken to this one. Pretty significantly, but I guess as a roommate, just as a person to live with, what was he like?
He was kind of gross, really.
Yeah.
I mean, but look, again, I have to take some complicity in this. Like, so I had this habit of bringing up the ceramic coffee mugs from Harris after every meal. I would bring up a coffee mug to the room. And then I would just leave the coffee, finish my coffee, and I'd leave the coffee mugs around the room. And so our room became like every inch of flat surface on our room had a coffee cup on it. It was ridiculous. I remember some like literally 30 or 40 coffee mugs around the room. And I think Spicer and Jeremy are probably always like, get rid of these coffee mugs. But I didn't really know what to do with them. And so I was like, you know, nope, sorry, dudes. And very much in your freshman year of living in a dorm with two other guys, I think it's really like, it's kind of on whoever is being grossed out. he's just going to lose. You know, it almost becomes like this, like, oh, yeah, you think you can be gross? Watch how gross I can, you know? So it wasn't, yeah. It was almost like a competition where, like, no, I'm not going to clean up. You guys are the dorks for caring about having a clean room. So if you want something done about the coffee mugs, fine, take care of it, you know? It's not my responsibility, which yeah. is the horrible way that, you know, boys that are 18 years old think. But what Spicer did was, like, he dipped, you know, he chewed tobacco and he smoked.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, all the coffee mugs that I had left there ended mm-hmm. up getting filled with, like, his tobacco spit and tobacco ashes from the smoking, which just made him, like, so much way more gross. And then it was, like, mm-hmm. a kind of a little war about, like, okay, well, who's going to clean them up? And I was like, I'm not touching those things because they have, like, your dip spit and ashes in them, and they're disgusting. I'm not going to touch them. And he's like, well, you left them there, you know, so you get rid of them. So they ended up just staying there for, like, you know, a good month, maybe more, until I, like, moved out of the room. There were these coffee mugs with remnants of coffee and tobacco juice and ashes in them. Horrible, disgusting, you know? Like, funny you think about how, like, funny for me as an old person to think back at, like, how human beings lived in dorms. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, you might still live that way. I'm sorry if you do. but anyway.
Not quite, but.
Good. Good for you. You should definitely. Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so you already mentioned that after you were roommates, you kind of just kept a casual relationship on campus. But did you ever stay in touch at all after graduation, or was the next time you saw Sean Spicer when he was the press secretary?
The next time I saw Sean Spicer, not when he was the press secretary. I mean,
okay.
You know, I read the papers, and he'd been coming up through politics. He was working for certain congressmen that would be passing certain actions or pushing for certain laws, let's say. And he was often a spokesperson for these people. So reading the paper, even in the 90s, but early century, he was someone whose name would get in the paper, and the way people pay attention to that stuff when it's, you know, someone would send an email and be like, look at Spicer, he's got this job for the senator, you know? He's got a pretty big job for a senator. I saw him in the paper, you know? He gets quoted in the paper trying to, you know, press for some law. So, So we've been following, you know, I'd followed his career.
Have you seen him in person since then?
No. So I never have. I haven't seen him in person since college ended.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that takes care of all my questions for today. Do you have anything to add?
No. I'm happy to answer your questions.
Great.
I'm psyched to see the story. Are you gonna? It'll be online at the College Voice website.
Yeah, it'll go up online. So we print on Monday, and the articles all get uploaded in that following week. But this one will probably be one of the first ones to go up online.
Great. Email it to me when you have it finished. I'm interested to read it.
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you for speaking with me.
Sure. Thanks, Maya. Have a good luck writing it, and have a good rest of the school year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.